Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Salmers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan,
and Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
And it is now time to take five with number five at 7:25, Sean Landetta. Sean, thanks once again for a couple of minutes of your precious time.
Well, great to be with you, Steve. Thank you, sir.
And, of course, Sean's segment is sponsored by A1 Entertainment. It's based right here in New York. For the best tickets to sports and Broadway and concerts and everything. Sean, let's start with the New York Football Giants. It seems that the message it has now gotten through to Eli Manning that if you don't move that football, especially moving the football into the end zone, we could be seeing a Kyle Lauletta more sooner than later.
Well, certainly seems that way. And, you know, I think every player, even great players like Eli, realize that if they don't play well, that can happen. Now, for the most part, he does play well. And we've talked about it all year that if he has protection, he'll certainly be better. But there's no question that they have to score more points. I mean, there's so many games they haven't put enough points on the board. And I still think Eli can play, but let's see what he does in San Francisco Monday night.
Yeah, and the 49ers, of course, are coming off a 34-3 win over an Oakland Raider team that looked like they just gave up, and nobody seems to be playing very hard for John Gruden. And so I think even though the Giants are going to be with the Monday Night Football and on the road in Santa Clara, California, I think that all of a sudden we are going to see them move the football and certainly score some points against a 49er defense, especially a 49er defense, a 49er secondary that really isn't very good.
No, I agree with you. You know, every game's difficult, but to this point in the season, this absolutely is a team where they should be able to have their best game. This is one of the poorer teams in the league, as you mentioned. They did beat the Raiders the other night, but many of us that watch football realize that we haven't seen an NFL team look like the Raiders in a long time. But great opportunity for the Giants, as you said, not putting points up on the board to really get some points and get a win in San Francisco.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is with Eli Manning, I mean, certainly, obviously, I mean, we have seen that this has not been the best of seasons, to say the least, showing his age, having some difficulty evading, you know, being elusive enough. He never was fleet of foot, that's for sure, but he needs to get away, at least avoid that rush that will be coming his way, and get the football off to playmakers that he has, and that is so, so very important because they've been able to move that football as we're talking, but just can't get it into the end zone. The red zone has been a disaster, and some of that has to be play calling.
Well, I think it all plays into it. I think the Giants are 31st in the league in red zone touchdown efficiency, and you're not going to have a winning record if that's what you're doing. But there's no question escapability by a quarterback in this NFL, which guys on defense are quicker than ever, is just so important. But we talk about the 49ers, a team that they are struggling on defense, and the weapons that Eli has in his backfield and at receiver certainly will get great opportunities Monday night.
And jobs are at stake, not just Eli Manning's, but reputation, legacy, jobs possibly. I mean, Pat Shurmur, I mean, he had the great reputation in Minnesota for helping with the quarterback situation they had there. And supposedly an offensive innovator and a guy that would mix it up a little bit in terms of play calling and game planning, but we haven't seen that with these New York Football Giants. And he has certainly playmakers on offense.
No, that's true. I mean, a lot of us thought we would see that this year. We thought we'd see an improvement. But, you know, all the talk about the offensive line, last year they had 19 sacks allowed for the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're only halfway through. They've given up 31. And, you know, as bad as last year's offensive line was, I think all those starters are gone. So you look at the poor play there and dropped balls. And, again, maybe Eli not throwing passes the way they want him to. You add all that up and you know, that's why this team is where they are. But you're right, Shurmur in the past has shown to be a terrific innovator offensively, and I'm sure he's doing everything in his power to get that across to these guys.
And they're going to have a new right guard, this guy Brown from the Rams. And the bottom, he played, I think, last year, not this year, but last year, played in started all 16 games, was a little bit banged up, lost his job, couldn't get it back. Now he's with the Giants at right guard, and you say to yourself, well, maybe this will help, but certainly what is so important with any offensive line is the continuity. Are they going to have it with yet another new right guard?
Well, they're certainly hoping that he might be the one thing to get some continuity going, because so far they have not had it. And as you said, you know, you look back to the great Giant teams of the past, even all these years later, we can recite all the offensive linemen because they all played together so long. But that's a key thing, not only for Eli, but for the running game. Because even though they have Barkley, you know, last year at this point, they're averaging almost 90 yards a game. And with Barkley, they're not even at 80 yards a game. So certainly he looks to be they want him to be a catalyst to get this offense going.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, all the times already that he's been caught behind the line of scrimmage, almost as many times as he moves the ball forward. And you would think that Eli Manning would find his receivers in this game on Monday night. You would think there's going to be some room for a Barkley to find and to navigate through and beyond and over and under and out with an offensive line that just doesn't open up holes for him.
No, you're right. And again, this is a San Francisco team. Take away that game against Oakland that basically has given up all those things to their opponents for most of the year. I know they have quarterback problems, but, you know, it's interesting. The fact that the Giants have trailed, you know, in almost all these games in the fourth quarter, they throw the ball more. They're actually completing more passes for more yards than they were at this time last year. But, you know, the result's the same. You got a one-win team. So let's hope. I don't know if Mr. Beckham were going to do what he mentioned today about winning the rest of their games, but certainly let's hope they get a win starting Monday night.
It certainly is the right thing to say and the right thing to think. Because, listen, you never know. And the one other big NFC East game is, of course, Philadelphia. And I think Philadelphia is going to win the division, taking on America's team. And they could put the final nail in that proverbial coffin with Philadelphia taking on and beating the Jerry Jones kids.
No, I agree with you, Steve. There's no question that this is a huge game for both teams. You know, you mentioned putting the nail in the coffin. I think if the Cowboys win, they're still around 30% to make the playoffs. But if they lose, it goes down to 6%. Just one game in Week 10 can be that drastic a difference if you don't win. So Cowboys could basically be out of it with a loss Sunday night.
Oh, there's no question. And, of course, before we get on with the Jets taking on Buffalo, did you see last night's game? I'm going to take it that you did. And is Pittsburgh... Pittsburgh look, I mean, 52 points and a couple of touchdowns in 11 seconds. And Le'Veon Bell, who misses him, although Connor did leave the game with and went into concussion protocol. Bottom line is, you take Pittsburgh seriously, even though they have won five in a row, and even though they took on a Carolina team that looks as though they're going to be on the outside looking in come the playoffs.
You know, I do. I do, because I look at all the playmakers they have on both sides of the ball. Their young players just keep getting better. And, you know, I absolutely expect them to be a 10-win team. Is that enough for them to make it? I don't know. I think it will be. But I really think last night, not only you mentioned their fifth win in a row, but the statement they made of beating a good Carolina team like that tells the NFL that, you know, they're going to be here.
Josh McCown is starting against the Bills. If the Bills were to win this game, you think Bowles might be gone at the end of the game?
I don't think they would fire him at this juncture, again, because you've had a rookie quarterback start. Your defense has played pretty well. We all know the Jets. That game was there for the taking last week. As poor as it was, the Jets defense kept them in the game the whole time. If they lose, everybody would be very disappointed, obviously, with them playing at home and Buffalo having their woes. That would really, really be a bad loss. Not that any loss is good, but I think he would survive if they don't beat Buffalo.
Yeah, it might be a little bit. First of all, who would replace him? I mean, Jeremy Bates, maybe. They might make him an interim head coach. But you got to believe, after last Sunday, if they were to lose to a Buffalo team that just cannot score. Now, listen, we know about with the Jets, and we know with the offensive problems they have had. They didn't score an offensive touchdown against Miami. Buffalo, in their last three games, has scored 5 and 6 and 9 points. They really haven't got a quarterback, whether it's going to be Barkley or whether it's going to be Peterman, whether it's going to be Allen who's banged up. The Jets, this is really, I would think, to at least, Sean Landetta, ease some of the heat on that hot seat that Todd Bowles is sitting on. This is almost like a must a win game for him.
Well, for where the Jets are, you can make that case, because if, again, we talk about that game in Miami, as poor as they played, that was a winnable game, and if they get that one, it's amazing how different we're looking at them. But you're right. Against a team that's as woeful as the Bills, you're playing them in your backyard. You almost think that you have to win this game, because if you don't get this game, for all the reasons you just mentioned, you say to yourself, what game will they win?
And yet, some believe that the die has already been cast. If you want to change the narrative with the losing, if you want to change the culture, and you want to continue with the development of this New York Jets team, you got to get an offensive-minded coach in there who can help continue the development of a Sam Darnold and anybody that they're going to have on their roster that is new and young and vital for next season and beyond, because we know they need a pass rusher. We know they could probably use some offensive linemen. We know they could use really a wide receiver and maybe even getting a running game. I don't believe much in Crowell, who's had two good games, and then he's 2.5 yards in a cloud of dust ever since the Denver game in Week 5. Bottom line is, the die may already be cash on Landetta. Maybe the Jets right now, as we speak, even before this game, are thinking of a new head coach to get after this season is over.
Well, there's no question that what happened last week certainly made him think a little bit more like that. And, you know, I tell you what, if they continue not to score points, because remember earlier in the year when they won a couple games in a row, they did put points up. We saw Darnold had a few big games and thought he was on his way, but unfortunately he has regressed. Their defense has played pretty well, but I agree with you. If they're not able to score points, winning's number one, but at least you got to score and be competitive. You may see that happen, but for Todd Bowles and his staff, I know they feel in the next 7 weeks they can get that corrected.
And you may have heard that Dez Bryant, who like 10 seconds ago was signed by the Saints, ruptured his Achilles today and is out for the rest of the season. So you're talking about somebody looking for a team and finding the Saints, certainly the best team in the NFC as we speak, along with the Rams, and ruptures his Achilles today, out for the year.
I tell you, what a blow to the Saints, and more for him, because obviously there's been so much attention put on the fact of where he's going to sign and what can he bring to a team. But, you know, I think if you look back at history, so many players that hold out, so many players who don't come to camp on time or join a team during the middle of the season, quite often get hurt. It happens a lot, and you know, I want to say it almost doesn't surprise me because I've seen it happen so much. But, you know, what a shame for him and, you know, certainly the Saints, if he would have helped them. I tell you, in a couple of weeks when they play down in Dallas, it would have been a spectacle, but looks like he's out.
You know, before we let you go, I mean, we talk about the best teams, the most exciting teams, the teams that score all the points, like the Saints and the Rams and Kansas City. And still, nobody seems to acknowledge at the moment when we're talking about all the points that have been scored and what the Rams are doing and the aforementioned two other teams and what is happening with those teams and all the numbers they're putting up and all the points they're putting up. And lurking in the wings, the New England Patriots, would you consider them still the best team in football?
You know, I do, Steve, and that's just because of their history and what they've done. I mean, we saw them beat Kansas City earlier. I really believe if there's a way that they can get the home field advantage through the playoffs, I very much believe they will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl again. They just every year continue to win, find ways to beat teams we're not sure they can beat. And, you know, we're watching one of the great dynasties right before our eyes here in NFL history, and it's really amazing what they've done. You're right. No one's really talking about them, but, you know, in late January, somehow they'll be there.
Sean Landetta taking five with number five at 7:05 or 7:25. We'll do it again next Friday as well.
Have a nice week, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. He calls me sir. It's like in the military. And, of course, with Sean Landetta, sponsored by the A1 Entertainment, based right here in New York, for the best in tickets to the sports events, Broadway, concerts, you name it, A1 Entertainment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.